It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, talking a little more LSU baseball right now as the Tigers get ready for a three-game series at Oklahoma. That'll start tomorrow right here on WWL at 5:30 pregame coverage, 6 o'clock first pitch. And yeah, Jay Johnson, we're going to hear from, kind of says it, at talked about it, the fact that that ESPN and others like the Tigers in prime time, and I don't blame them the way this team's been playing, you know. So that's why they got to play these, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday games. But I don't like the fact that, you know, unfortunately, you know, you have weather issues in certain places, especially we know here in Louisiana. But these games that are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, for whatever reason, are not allowed to be pushed to Sunday.
I think it's something with travel. I'm not exactly sure. I don't understand the rule at all. I know Jay said that it has to be changed and that the SEC should, you know, starting as soon as like next year, that rule should be changed. When you have a Thursday, Friday, Saturday weekend series, it just makes sense.
Right, it's like a nice buffer just in case you need it.
If the amount of weather issues that they had this past weekend in Baton Rouge was unbelievable. And so to have Sunday just in case to potentially push a game back or maybe even a couple games back and do a doubleheader that day. But no, it's an SEC rule. It's really stupid.
Yeah, it seems like if you didn't go late on Friday, maybe you could have played early on Saturday's game and then pushed the Saturday matchup to a Sunday game, because we know both Friday and Saturday matchups went into the wee hours of the morning.
Right, and you know what's wild is that apparently I think Oklahoma is supposed to be getting rain this weekend.
No.
I don't know exactly if it's going to be.
I gotta look that up.
And no, I was looking at the forecast earlier, and just to kind of get an idea, it's going to be rainy at some points throughout the weekend. I'm not sure if it's going to affect any of the games. Obviously, we'll pass along any updates if it does. But it's just, what kind of luck, right? SEC baseball come April, rain, rain, rain.
No, it makes it miserable, definitely for the beat reporters and us who are covering it and trying to report on it the next day. But here's what Jay Johnson had to say a little bit of as the Tigers got a victory last night, taking down Louisiana Tech and now getting ready to face Oklahoma on the road. Here's Coach Jay Johnson of the LSU Tigers.
We talked about this the other day, but the first inning offense has been very potent lately.
Oh, yeah. They're locked in. They're making every game important. You know, the only pitcher you know that's going to be in the game for sure is the starter, and trying to have them boxed up and dialed in. And we try to do a good job preparing them, you know, through what we show them, what we tell them, what we do, you know, leading into games. But then their buy-in to take it and run with it is special. And like I said, the commitment to make every game important is the strength of this team. And it's great because it allows you to create opportunities for yourself. And then when you create those opportunities for yourself, you never have to change. You just have to be yourself and, you know, stealing an old Coach Burtman line, all you can do is all you can do. And that's usually enough if you're playing here. And so I like where that's headed and how consistent they've been in that.
Tough, Gavin.
I don't know. I could not pitch this weekend. I think hopefully by Auburn we have a chance would be the most optimistic that report that I could give you. I don't see him pitching this weekend. There is a chance for Auburn. We tried to set a timetable for that. You know, he's got to clear some benchmarks for that.
When you just look ahead to this weekend, another opportunity to go on the road for a couple days.
Yeah, seven games in a row on the road. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, just what do you take, I guess, maybe from the first – go around the SEC. Do you take anything like in terms of how you guys learn about playing on the road in the SEC?
Well, I mean, my thing with the team is, you know, you have to win by three on the road. Just it's not your routine. You're in a hotel. Outside of a couple weekend stretch last year at Arkansas and Tennessee, we've played very well on the road in the SEC here. And it's a good challenge, good test coming up. Maybe the next one for this team, and I think it captures their attention. We're playing a really good team in Oklahoma. I've never played there before. Excited to do that Thursday night. Again, everybody wants LSU on national television, so we'll take the Thursday deal and be pumped about it.
Boasting a 27-3 record, this is the best start LSU has had since 2013. What's kind of that philosophy as you look towards the remaining half of the season, going up against tougher opponents and kind of carrying that momentum over?
Be yourselves, you know, play in character. You know, be very tough-minded, be very together, play with great fundamentals, be the most competitive team on the field that day, and great character, you know, decision-making, preparation, all the things that we can control. And if we do that, I sleep well at night with these guys because they do that very well.
Coach, what's something you told the players, I know with this record you have, what's something you told the players that stuck with them to keep them going this far?
Well, I think they care a lot. I don't know if it is anything that I've told them. I do try to maybe meet them where they're at or help them with mindset. You know, mindset, something we're going to work on 365 days in the LSU baseball program. You know, it kind of depends on where we're at and what we're doing. Sometimes, you know, it's a story, you know, like Coach Burtman style. Sometimes it's an association of something I can use from the past and my experiences. Sometimes it's like, hey, this is just the reality of where we are today and what we have to do. And sometimes it's fun or funny, and sometimes it's very, like, matter of fact, and it just depends. But the most important part of any messaging is the context in which it's received. And I got a group of guys that sit in here and are engaged in winning that I'd never really have to worry about the context in which the message is received, because they care as much as I do. And that's what makes them special.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson. Charlie, you remember way back when Jay was, you know, obviously hired by the Bayou Bengals. There were talks of, though, that the Tigers, the LSU program, was trying to court possibly Kevin O'Sullivan to come to LSU.
Yeah, the Florida coach.
Right.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
I'm just saying, you know, the way things have turned out, so happy to have Jay Johnson here. I think O'Sullivan's still a good coach.
Oh, but yeah.
Really love hearing Jay Johnson and just what he's brought to this program.
No, listen, Jay's been a home run hire, and I think everyone agrees. I've seen, you know, random criticism of Jay on social media.
It's hard to.
A lot of the times it's, you know, people that actually watch LSU baseball and know how good this team is and how well coached specifically they are, they just shut it down instantly. It's just any kind of dissent about Jay Johnson. Jay Johnson's the right guy to lead LSU baseball's program, and he's shown that consistently throughout his tenure here. So I got nothing but good things to say about Jay, but Jay's got nothing but good things to say about this team, and that's what makes you really, really excited for the stretch run down the back half of the SEC slate and then into the postseason, is that Jay keeps saying how special, you know, the quote-unquote buy-in is from this roster and how much they care. We heard from Daniel Dickinson talking about the chemistry and how much the guys get along as well.
Huge.
It just feels, and with all the talent top to bottom, with specifically the lineup and the pitching staff as well, maybe doesn't have like the number one and number two overall picks like that 2023 roster did with Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens. But Steve, it's got some juice, and that's what makes it really exciting.
One thing he talked about there was asked about pitcher Gavin Guidry, who we still haven't seen in action. You know, keeps getting pushed back on when possibly he could make his pitching debut. And Jay said, not this weekend, maybe against Auburn.
You know, it's, I don't want to say it's like a cop-out answer, but it's just like, we don't know. Nobody seems to know what's happening with Gavin Guidry and what his timeline is for coming back. And we'll have to see, because maybe, when I asked Glenn West about it earlier on in the show about who could be that third bullpen guy to really step up,
yeah,
you have Zach Cowan, who Jay's called the MVP of the team. You have Cason Evans, who's been phenomenal as a freshman out of the bullpen for this LSU team. Who's going to be that third guy out of the pen? And right now, Glenn said it could be Jaden Newt, and Jaden Newt's been very solid this season. But Gavin Guidry's kind of who you want it to be, right? At the same time, it's just another piece. If he gets back healthy and he's performing well, I mean, you talk about the depth on this roster, and you kind of see it all developing.
I guess the good thing with Guidry is, like, he's not a necessity for this bullpen right now, but it sure would be nice
sure
to have him
help
come playoff time.
1,000%.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.